This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Yes, with a very familiar name to this program as his special guest. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's begin, a little connection here to that guest, by giving you a gift certificate to Sorgel's, $25 in value if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. Duquesne Light Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show later today at 1 and right through next weekend. He is a busy man. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it and welcome him to the broadcast. It is Doug Oster and the Organic Gardener. You can always find out more at DougOster.com. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. Yes, our first guest after the break is Randy Sorgel from Sorgel's. He's got a lot of great info for us. He's got a free pruning class today at 1 o'clock. We'll talk all about that. And Rob, I'm telling you, seeing you sitting at the Home and Garden Show, it's the first move to like normalcy for me. You know, when this whole COVID thing started, I was at the convention center 2 years ago when things got shut down, and to be there and see everything back to where it was and the trains and everybody, you know, seeing all the cool stuff there, it's just great. And we saw our old friend yesterday, right, Rob?
Absolutely.
Bambino was there.
Yep, he was there and had a chance to talk to Mark DeSantis yesterday as well. It was a great day to be had by one and all. Lots of smiling faces. The weather was warm. Going to be another spectacular today. Temperature around 70. Could break the record of 76 set many years ago. And hopefully the record numbers will be breaking because there'll be thousands upon thousands of people rolling into the convention center through next weekend, Doug.
Yeah, so I'm having a lot of fun there. I've got a new stage, though. You got to find me. For 10 years, I was downstairs. Now I am upstairs in an area called the Farm to Table Expo, and it's upstairs all the way at the east side of the convention center, and you should check out the expo because I'm right by the moonshine people. Can you? Why would they put me there? But, oh, you can go through and get all these taste tests of cheeses and all sorts of other stuff and honey and a million different vendors. I bought a lot of cheese yesterday, and I'll be there speaking today at 1 o'clock. I've got some free seeds for you. I'm almost out of the Mexican sunflower seeds, but I've got a few. But I also have some perpetual spinach seeds. The Mexican sunflower seeds came from a place I love called Angora Gardens. And I've done several stories over the years at Angora Gardens, and it's a community wellness center in White Oak, a beautiful greenhouse. They help people with intellectual disabilities, an amazing place. And so they're growing out all sorts of stuff. They have a plant sale coming up in May. I'll remind you about it because there's a lot of cool stuff that I grow that they also grow. And so besides the Mexican sunflower seeds, I've got these perpetual spinach seeds to give away, which I'm very excited about because it's an heirloom type of Swiss chard, only it has a texture more like spinach. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful plant because you could plant it any time from about the third week of March all the way through September. It can grow in cold, it can grow in hot, and that's why I want to give away these seeds because you can plant it just about any time. So at 1 o'clock today, I'll be talking about how to get that garden going, how to make it thrive. And I've been having so much fun seeing everybody, bringing up some special guests on stage. You never know who might show up. And my full schedule for the entire rest of the home show I'm there every day is over at DougOster.com. And I hope you'll come out today because it really feels to me like the first time that we're going back to normal. You know, everybody's being careful. Everyone's washing their hands. You know, I'm bumping elbows instead of shaking hands, but it feels right. It feels good. And so later on the show, Mrs. Know-It-All, she has got some great information about getting your garden tools, mower blades, and more in shape for the season. And she's also going to talk about a problem called frost heaving, which has been a problem as we go warmer and colder, and what to do about it. And I'm very excited to announce that I'll be presenting a free virtual 10-week gardening class to take you from starting your seeds. We'll start on St. Patrick's Day, all the way through May planting. And as I said, absolutely free, and it's courtesy of Farm to Table of Western Pennsylvania. I've been doing a lot of work with them, and they're doing great work. That's why I'm up at that Farm to Table Expo at the show. They're supporting all these local farmers. You know, in fact, I had one of the cheese people up with me on stage yesterday, and she was talking all about, you know, being a dairy farmer and finding these fresh cheeses and knowing the farmers. That's an important thing. You'll be able to access the classes live. You know, we'll be talking live back and forth on the computer every Thursday at 5 o'clock, as I said, beginning on St. Patrick's Day. And you know what we plan on St. Patrick's Day, right? It's the day we have to plant our peas. Or you can watch them later once you get registered. And as I said, completely free. Cover seed starting, composting, kids gardening, plant propagation, early planting, container gardening, planting for pollinators, and just so much more. And, you know, last year I did some classes where we did four, and then took a break and did four more, and, you know, seriously, had hundreds of people, if not thousands, from all over the country signing up. You know, people from Pittsburgh who have moved to other places. So pretty soon, in the next couple of days, I'll have something up on my website, DougOster.com, and I want to give these classes to you for free. That was part of the deal. You know, people shouldn't have to pay for this information, and we're going to have so much fun because we'll be talking back and forth and answering questions, and oh, it just feels good with spring on the way. You know, for somebody like me, a garlic fanatic, to see the garlic starting to sprout, oh, it's just wonderful. And I've got some things out there that made it through the winter. In fact, with all this rain, I'm going to pull off those plastic covers. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to run out there between raindrops. And I've got this stuff. And take a look at it. You can find the seeds really easy. It's called corn salad or corn mash. And I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It's M-A-C-H-E. But this stuff will grow. It grew all winter long, and I had it in a container above ground, like a little rectangular, maybe two foot by a foot, with just a little bit of a plastic skyline on top of it, and not even completely covered to the ground, and that thing is just filled with greens. And so that would be something you could start really early. The one thing I want to warn you about, and I have to do it every year, when we get days like this, you know, or times like this where we get to the 60s and 70s, it's still too early to turn that garden over. If that soil is too wet, and I know I sound like a broken record, if it sticks to the shovel, it's too wet to work, and you don't want to turn over the dirt when it's too wet because it'll just form these clumps that'll dry into bricks. So we do have to wait, even though it's nice out, we have to wait until the soil dries out a bit to get around that. And it's still too early. It's going to get awful cold. It always does. But for early planting, I just go to the nursery, get a bag of compost, throw it on top of the bed, and now I could plant something like a corn salad that doesn't care about cold weather. And I'd be starting. And there's nothing better than being started. As I said, last week, the snowdrops are poking up. I've got a beautiful patch of snowdrops, and this is just the start. And I'm so excited to see everything poking up and getting out of winter it wasn't a bad winter, but I just can't wait to get started. All right, Rob, ready for a break? Then we'll talk to Randy Sorgel.
Yep, Randy Sorgel on the other side. Stay with us. And again, we are here until 8 with Doug, and we have that third segment for you to call in if you have a gardening question, 412-922-1020. Almost that time to help us feed the need. That's right, with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. On March 15th, our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon is going to be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. Text NEED to 50155-50155, and your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Nemacolin and ShirkeyMitsubishi.com. All the details, KDKRadio.com. Get ready. The hometown tour with Larry and Kevin hits the road and may be coming to your neighborhood soon. Our next neighborhood visit takes us to Bob's Diner in Kennedy Township this Friday morning from 5 to 9. Plan to have breakfast with us Friday at Bob's Diner. The hometown tour with Larry and Kevin in the morning, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK. Now, very familiar voice and, of course, name when it comes to this great show. And here's your host to tell you all about it and welcome our guest in, Doug Oster. More of the Organic Gardener Show on KDK. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm so excited to have Randy Sorgel on the show. Randy and I have been friends for over 20 years, and he listens to all my crazy ideas and then nods his head and said, yeah, we can do that. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I know you've got a big event today that I want to talk about, but before we get to that, I was at the home show yesterday, and just coincidentally, somebody comes up to me and starts talking about farms and says, you know, you go to a place like Sorgel's, you get the beans from Sorgel's, and it's a completely different thing than coming out of the grocery store. And that's one of the reasons to go to a great local farm. So tell me, this is something that we've been talking about for years and trying to get people to go to, and I know you get lots of people, but a free pruning demonstration today at 1 o'clock. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, every year we do a pruning demonstration, and it's primarily we start with the fruit trees. Apples is really what we talk about. Now, everybody doesn't have fruit trees, but this demonstration we'll talk about some of the shrubs. I'll talk specifically about shrubs, excuse me, and we can even talk about houseplant pruning is what we'll be talking about. But Adam, my nephew, since my brother's retired back in 2018, he's really taken over all of the farming part of the business. And he keeps up with all the new, and because he's younger, I guess, he keeps up with all the new trends and everything else on pruning and new varieties and everything like that. So it's really interesting. And he's an amazing horticulturalist and really is great to listen to. And we'll go to, at 1 o'clock, you'll go behind the fruit market to McIntosh Hall. So even if it's raining, you will be able to still talk. We'll be in a building that you can talk, and we'll talk there first. And he'll go over all the different techniques and all the different things of what you're going to look for. And you can bring pictures if you've got pictures. Take a picture of your fruit tree or take a picture of what you want us to look at, and we can try to help you that way also. But what we'll do also, so dress for the weather, because after we talk, anybody who wants to, and it's not required, can then go up to the orchard or go out right side and we'll do a little bit of pruning just to see some of the hands-on and some of the re-emphasizing some of the techniques and stuff that he's got.
I think the only way to learn pruning is to watch somebody do it, and I've watched you prune. That's how I learned how to prune. You know, you look at the books, and I just get confused on what's supposed to come off, what's supposed to stay, what a crossing branch means. And so seeing an expert doing the job, it puts a light bulb in your head, like, oh, that's how it's done. When did you start as a kid like pruning
trees? Yeah, at being a family business, and that's another thing that, you know, here at our place, there's so many family members still here. So we're not, you know, everybody doesn't think that, you know, you'll be surprised how many family members are still walking around selling things and everybody's still here. But as a kid, you didn't have any choice. You know, you got off the school bus and you had to go prune. So there was no choice as to whether you were going to what you were going to do. So yes, as a very young age, you started doing it. And I think the most important thing, Doug, is that you got to take the fear out of people that they can't really do anything that is going to kill the plant. Everybody thinks that they're going to kill a plant by pruning it, and you can't. And so the mistakes aren't really mistakes. They're learning possibilities, I guess is what I want to say. And so that's what I want people, especially if they come today, to realize that this isn't something that they need to be afraid to do or that they're going to make a wrong cut and sit there for 10 minutes before they make the cut, being fearful that they're going to do the wrong thing.
Great information.
It's really kind of an education and just kind of relaxing and enjoying doing it.
Got a couple minutes left. It's been a crazy two seasons for garden centers. Have you seen what everybody else has seen, this trend towards everyone gardening since they've been at home?
Yeah, and I think the neat part about that is that they're trying to educate themselves and trying to let, you know, we need young gardeners, and I think they're taking the time to let kids kind of learn about gardening. And one of the things that I try to do when someone's trying to teach their kids is, especially when we have tomato plants, which aren't very expensive, is to tell them to buy three of them. And, you know, if they're $1.50 or whatever they are, but buy three of them and take one and let it dry that you don't water it. Put one in water and keep it soaked. And then take care of one naturally so that they can see what happens if you don't water it. What overwatering is by keeping it wet too much all the time, you can see how the plant reacts. And that's a great, inexpensive way of learning a little bit about how gardening works. And then that applies to everything from house plants to your shrubs to your hanging baskets if you can learn the watering techniques. And so teaching these kids and learning gardening without the fear is what I think really that is going to make it even more exciting and entertainment. I mean, you're going to find the cost of things this year, all garden centers, the things are going to be much more expensive. And somebody said to me just yesterday, I'm taking my entertainment money and putting it towards my gardening budget because it's as much entertainment as going to the movies.
All right, we've got a couple of seconds left. I want to remind everyone that when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to give you an opportunity to get in on some phone conversation and with Doug at 412-922-1020. But we'll get back to Randy and Doug for a few more seconds, and then we'll get to the break and get ready for the news at the bottom of the hour. Doug?
Yeah, don't forget, today, thank you so much, Randy. But today, 1 o'clock at Sorgo's up at 910 and 79, a free pruning seminar. Go see Randy.
All right, back with more of The Organic Gardener coming up in just a couple of moments. And again, if you have a gardening question for Doug, call us now, 412-922-1020. Out there along Route 30 in Clinton, PA, they're just a few hours away from getting ready for another business day, and they're also planning that big St. Patrick's Day sale that's going to begin the 17th of this month. And you could have $25 because we've got a gift certificate to give away to the 10th caller right now to Janoski's Farms in Clinton. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. So first garlic sprouts of the year. Do you do cartwheels in the backyard when that happens, Doug?
You better believe I do.
I kind of figured.
Go ahead. I was actually talking to somebody yesterday, a young kid. You know, I was walking around the convention center, and there was a family of four, and, you know, they recognized me, and we started talking, and then the dad started talking about garlic, and the little girl, she's like, oh, yeah, you know, they've started to sprout. And then I started telling her about the first harvest from garlic. There's, in the center of the plant, this little bud comes up, and it's not there long, you know, from now, maybe not even yet, but pretty soon, for about 2 weeks. And it's kind of a fat little bud that you can just pinch, maybe an inch or two long. And it has that garlic flavor, but it doesn't have the bite of the bulb. And, oh, there's nothing like it. And everyone is alerted that comes close to me that the garlic is up. If I go out there today between raindrops and I see one of those fat buds, I'm going to start nibbling on it. And when I get to the home show today at 1 o'clock, people are going to be like, whoa, somebody had their garlic. But I did want to tell a story about when I was in Costa Rica. And, Rob, if we do get a caller, oh, you know what? What is the new number, Rob, for people, for callers? Oh, wait, we have to wait till after the winter, right?
Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's
so let me tell my story about Costa Rica, and then hopefully we get a caller and we can talk gardening. And so, as you know, I take people all over the place traveling. I love doing it, and Costa Rica was amazing. But they had a really interesting program where they're trying to connect the cloud forest with this valley area as a way to, just like any place else, to add trees, even in Costa Rica, and help out the local wildlife. And so we went to a place. A guy had spoke to us the day before talking all about this project, and it's a great project. I'm going to write a story about it, actually. And we were actually going to see a tree getting planted. And so we get off the bus, and everybody's standing there, and the guy's talking, and I'm wearing a Tree Pittsburgh hat. Tree Pittsburgh is a really cool organization, adding trees to the city all over the place, and that's another story I'll be doing. But he's looking for a volunteer, and he just stops for a second. And he just walks over to me, and I'm like, what is this all about? And I forgot I was wearing the hat, and he looks at my hat, and he goes, you must know how to plant trees. And I said, well, I have planted a few. And we were at elevation was 6,000 feet. And so for an old guy like me, the air is thin. And so we walk back into the woods, into the forest, and he has a spot to plant this tree, and he hands me the shovel. And I start going at it. You know, it was pretty good soil, but there was roots that needed to be cut through. And he had a nice sharp spade. And just a reminder, Mrs. Know-It-All, when she comes up, we're talking about sharpening your tools. I had a nice sharp spade, and I start working it and getting through that that dirt. He just looks at me and he goes, where are you going to be in May? Because he wanted a good tree planter. And while I was doing that, you know, and we were at that point, everybody was wearing masks. And so, you know, I had to turn away and pull that mask off a little bit because I was sucking wind. And then I get that hole, what I think is already, and he just looks down and he goes, a little deeper, Doug. And I dig a little deeper, and then he ends up throwing some of the really nice dirt from the top down into the hole, and we plant the tree together. And all the people that I traveled with were there, and they were watching this, but I had to interview him. I just felt that what he was doing was so important. And so all the people were standing there, and I started asking these questions. And he had the most wonderful things to say about why he does what he does. And and what's kind of ironic about it is that's why I love what I do, is able to talk to somebody like that and get them to open up and explain in front of people he's never seen before in his life, doesn't know who I am, doesn't know that I'm even a from the media. Except that I was recording it, but still, you know, just another tourist. And I can't wait to write the story because it was so exciting to hear his passion, like any gardener from anywhere, you know, trying to help whatever it is, pollinators, add trees like Tree Pittsburgh does. It was just a fun day. Except for the being at 6,000 feet, and I can't imagine what it's like at 10 or 12,000 feet, but I was glad to get down after we're done there, get down into sea level again so that I could breathe a little bit better. All right, Rob, what are you thinking?
Let's talk about what you're going to be doing at the show today at 1 o'clock. And remind everyone, if you want to get a question in here for Doug before Mrs. Know-It-All steps in, call us at 412-922-1020. So another day at the beautiful Duquesne Light Pittsburgh Home and Garden
Show.
And
I'm at a new spot up at the home show, and it's a really cool spot because it's you get really beautiful natural light. Lots of seats right in this thing called the Farm to Table Expo. Again, it's something new, so it's hard to find me. You know, ask downstairs, say, where's Doug? And they'll say, I've got a cardboard cutout of myself, which I posted a picture on Facebook of, that has a little sign on it just to help people find me and tells what time I'm talking. So today at 1 o'clock, I'll be talking gardening, giving away lots of seeds. I have a few packets of Mexican sunflower, which is one of my favorite pollinator plants and needs nothing from the gardener. And the same thing with the other seeds. When we run out of Mexican sunflower seeds, I've got perpetual spinach seeds. You don't need to know anything. You put them in the ground, they sprout, and in the case of the sunflowers, they'll just go and do their thing. In the case of the perpetual spinach, they'll do their thing and you can harvest. I'll be talking all about how to have your best garden ever. And I've been having some special guests come up on stage. Yesterday, a friend of mine was there, and for the interview, it was a woman talking all about this artisan market with these cheeses. I'm telling you, I bought four different types of cheeses. And the cheese, this cheese is a combination between Gouda and Parmesan. I've never heard of that before. And after she talked, I went running over there. Where is that one? And I can't remember what it's called. But she came home. I had a friend get the Johnny Carson music on her phone, and I gave her a microphone, and so she played the Johnny Carson music, because we're sitting up there in that kind of format. I'm in a little black chair. The other person is on the couch, and she just says, "Here's Dougie." And so we're having so much fun. And when it's a big, giant area, I mean, huge. So if you don't want to be close to people, you could be standing out there. And then we give the seeds away. I've actually got some good garden books to give away, too. You know, I can't tell you how good it feels to be back at the convention center, to be back at the Home and Garden Show. As I mentioned earlier in the show, it just seems to be moving towards normalcy again. And Rob, I wondered what you thought. You might not have had time, but that train setup, man, is unbelievable. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, Train Collectors Association. It's modular. They bring it in, they put it together, and you'll never see anything like that anywhere. It's spectacular. And I'm glad Mark, the son of John, is carrying on that great tradition. And it's an awesome thing, and it was great to see Mark. And the weather has been just absolutely perfect, so conducive for people that want to be thinking about what it is when it comes to Home and Garden. And again, it's another day, and Doug will be there every single step of the way. And I'll be back tomorrow night at 6. We're going to have folks there today, Mr. Mangino later this afternoon as well, so and all week long. So get to the Duquesne Light Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. Mrs. Know-It-All joining Doug in just a moment. All right, before he heads to the Duquesne Light Home and Garden Show for his first topic and talk at 1 o'clock, he's got to wrap up a show today. And to do that, once again, we want to welcome her back, do we not, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it's time for Mrs. Know-It-All. That's horticulturist Denise Schreiber. And Denise, I know you got a lot to talk about, but as a lifelong gardener, I want to know your feelings on a day when it's rainy and 70 degrees.
You know, I was lucky enough to get out yesterday, and I had done some pruning already. And so yesterday I spent, like, gathering up the brush, and I took it out to the front for the garbage men to take. And there was a couple walking down the street, and they said, "Oh, you're getting a, you know, head start." And we started talking about gardening, and they're like, "Oh, okay." So he has a shrub that he doesn't know what it is, but he wants to dig it up because it's in the wrong place. And he said, "I can't think of the name." And I said, "Well, you know, write it down, leave your phone number, and stick it in my mail slot." So, you know, people are ready to get out into the garden now.
Even at home, you have to answer garden questions.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes I'll just be somewhere and I'll say, "Oh, that's that. Oh, well, what about this? Do you know what this is?" Yeah, so it happens. I was in the emergency room one time, and the doctor started asking me questions about his rhododendron. So
I always say that the gardener is the second most popular guy, or second most popular person at the party after the doctor.
Yes, and sometimes we're more popular because we don't charge money. Well, we do, but not like a doctor. No offense,
all right,
doctors.
What's on your mind?
Hey, so we're having these warm days, and it's time to start thinking about, you know, too early to plant your tomatoes yet. You know, let's start right there. But there's other things we can get going, and, you know, sharpening your lawnmower blades. You know, it's too soon to cut grass, but, you know, another month and we'll be out there, you know, kind of cutting down the winter hay, so to speak, because once the temperatures warm up, the grass is going to start growing. So, you know, you can do it yourself. You may need new lawnmower blades depending on the last time that you actually sharpened them or how old the blade is, you know, or take them to your local, some of the garden centers do it, some of the tool places do it. And get them sharpened and, you know, make sure everything's working on your lawnmower and you're ready to go. I switch to battery-powered mowers. I love them. They're so quiet. There's no ripping out my shoulder anymore. They go for, and they're so quiet, you know. And I'm sure if you bought a battery-powered mower, your neighbors would appreciate it, you know. So
I have one, too, and it allows me to cut my grass on Sunday mornings without having to worry about bothering my neighbors. Talk about the importance of that blade being sharp.
Well, what happens is if it's not sharp and you're cutting your grass, you're going to get all these ragged brown edges on them, and it's almost going to look like, do I have a disease? No, your blade just needs sharpening to give it a nice, clean haircut. Be kind of like getting your hair cut. Well, not you. getting there and, you know, somebody coming up with, say, a pair of pinking shears, which if women know what they are, at least because we used to have to sew, and they're actually jagged, and you would cut them with that, so you'd have this wild haircut. Same with your lawnmower blades.
Tell me a little bit about frost heaving.
Okay, so frost heaving is something when we have really warm days, like yesterday and today. Tomorrow it's going to be colder, not like we've had, but it's going to be colder. But we are not done with that up and down temperatures. And what happens is, oh, the plant's there. Oh, it's time for me to grow. And it starts coming out of the ground because the soil around the root is warm, but the rest of the soil that extends beyond that is still pretty cold and frozen. And so the plant's trying to get out of the ground so it can grow. Then when we have the colder temperatures, the roots can get damaged. So it's really important just to kind of go out. Don't use your foot. Put a pair of gloves on and push the plant back into the ground around the roots. You'll see it at the stem. And, you know, it doesn't just happen with, like, perennials or trees and shrubs. It even happens with bulbs. You know, I had some that heaved out my galanthus, and so I was actually out there yesterday, you know, kind of, what are you doing out? Get back in here. You know, so pushing them in because they are just starting to bloom.
All right, Mrs. Know-It-All. As always, thank you so much. Now, remember, I'm answering questions after the show at DougOster.com. As always, there's information there about joining me to my trip to London and Holland, how to test your old seeds for viability, and my complete schedule for the Home and Garden Show. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.